Today's quote by Srila Prabhupada: as God is good, we are also good. But due to our material association, we have become bad. So if we revive our old position, Krishna consciousness, then automatically we shall become all good. Calcutta, June 30th, 1973. So thank you, everyone. Today we are so fortunate to have Her Grace Radhika Kasturi Mataji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Khand, Chapter 9, verse number 100 to 109. Thank you very much, Mataji. Dandvat Pranam, all Gurus to Srila Prabhupada, all Gurus to Sri Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very, very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Sri Radhika Kasturi Mataji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Khand, Chapter 9, verse number 100 to 109. Thank you very much, Mataji. Dandvat Pranam, all Gurus to Srila Prabhupada, all Gurus to Sri Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Mataji, for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. Now I hand over the call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. All right. So let's get started with our prayers. 1 minute. ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरान्तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावतूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखाम्बितांश्च नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिसिद्धान्त सरस्वती नामिने श्रीवर्षाभानादेवी दैत्याय कृपादये कृष्णसम्बन्ध विज्ञान धायिनि प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योज्ज्वल प्रेमादय श्रीरूपानुग भक्तितित श्री गौर करुण शक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे रूपानुग विरुद्ध पासिद्धान्त द्वन्द्वहारिणे नमो गौर किशोराय साक्षात् वैराग्यमूर्तये विप्रलम्ब रसम्पोदाय पदाम्बुजाय ते नमः नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने कौरशक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगाय वरायते गौरविर्भाव भूमे स्वं निर्देष्ट सज्जन प्रिय वैष्णव सर्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः सङ्कर्षणकारणतोयि साई गर्भोदक साई पयस च पयोक्ति साई शेषस्य एष्यां स नित्याय नन्दकाय शरणं नमस्तु नित्यानन्द नमस्तुभ्यं प्रेमानन्द प्रदायिने कलौ कल्मषनाशाय चाणवापताय नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यां नमामि भक्तशक्तिकां श्रीमन् रसराम्बि वंसी वट तटस्थिति कर्षन् वेणुस्वनैर्कोपीर्गोपीनाथ श्रिये स्तुतनः तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी शभानुसुते देवि प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नीलाचल निवासाय नित्याय परमात्मने बलभद्र सुभद्रायां जगन्नाथाय ते नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हरेर्नाम हरेर्नाम हरेर्नामैव केवलं खलौ नाष्टेव नाष्टेव गतिरन्यता राइट थैंक यू डियर डिवोटीज फॉर जॉइनिंग टुडेस कॉल माय हम्बल ओबीसियंसेस टू ऑल ऑफ यू ऑन द कॉल काइंडली ब्लेस मी सो दैट आई एम एबल टू स्पीक द रिलेवेंट वर्ड्स ऑफ आवर आचार्यस एंड श्रील प्रभुपाद हरे कृष्णा वेलकम एवरीवन ऑल राइट सो टुडे वी कैन गेट स्टार्टेड It's one of the think I'll do a recap before I get started, and then we can get into the verses for today. So is that a good idea? Hopefully we can all enjoy the recap and then get started. So, Hare Krishna. So this chapter, Adikanta, ninth chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavat. So what does it talk about? Nityananda's childhood pastimes and travels to holy places. This is what we are going to see, dear devotees, today. This chapter, it describes what you have been seeing till now is that this chapter is describing various dramas related to Krishna, Rama, Vamana, that Srimad Nityananda Prabhu is enacting up to his 12th year. And then after that, he is now traveling, going to travel to the holy places, okay, till the age of 20. And so in the childhood pastimes, we saw that Nityananda Prabhu and his childhood friends, they remained engaged imitating the various pastimes of Lord Krishna. Sometimes he and his friends would perform in the, so they would perform in the, you know, they would be dressed as Mother Earth. They would be kind of burdened by the demons. And then some, they would offer prayers. So this way they were enacting various pastimes. At other times, if you see, they would have enacted Dwapara pastimes of Krishna, like marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki, birth of Krishna in the prison cell, and then Vasudeva actually taking Krishna to the house of Nanda, and then Vasudeva's return with Mahamaya, the daughter of Yashoda, killing of Putana episode, the breaking of Shakata, and then stealing butter and milk from the cowherd boys, I mean cowherd, the houses of the cowherd gopis, and then killing of Denuka, killing of Baka, tending of the cows, lifting of the Govardhan hill, and then you know, obviously Krishna also was enacting, I mean Nityananda Prabhu was also enacting the pastime of Kuvalaya Peed and the wrestlers with Chanura and Mushtika and Kamsa. So sometimes in the form of Vamana, where he deceived Bali. Sometimes enacting the pastimes of Ram. Of course, till now we've been seeing Preeti Vilas Nimataji yesterday also spoke about Ramayana. So how he would gather with his friends to form an army of monkey soldiers, and then he would build a bridge. He would personally play the role of Lakshman because he is Lakshman himself. And then he would approach Sugriva with his bow and arrow in his hands in the form of Ram. He would diminish the pride of Parasuram. And then he also enacted the pastime of killing of Indrajit. He would fall unconscious in the mood of Lakshmana, right? And having been hit by Indrajit's powerful arrow, he would just obviously fall unconscious until Hanuman actually brought him medicine. So these are all the pastimes of various incarnations of the Lord. And what does this actually help us with? It actually helps us with remembrance to Lord Krishna, isn't it? When we start enacting and playing the dramas of various personalities, then we start to remember those personalities at our heart. Because when we act, we actually become that character, isn't it? And we start to play that character. And that way, we are able to remember Krishna and his associates more dearly and in a more intimate way. And this is what you've been seeing, dear devotees. And today's chapter is going to be about the holy places which Nityananda Prabhu actually went to. So it's a beautiful episode. Usually, I think we have Padma Sakhi Mataji here, always glorifying and doing parikramas of Mayapur, Vrindavan, and she's known for that. And humbly, today, please accept me. And today I'll be actually talking about the glories of these holy places, because when we actually talk about the glories of the Dham, we actually hanker to go to the Dham. So we should definitely know what are the glories of these places that we are talking about, which Nityananda Prabhu has gone to through these pastimes. So let's see that. So let me actually share my screen and we will first go through these verses and then get started explaining the glories. Okay. So let's go. Let's do that. Let me just try to share my screen here. Okay. Are you all able to see my screen? Is it
yes, Mataji?
Wonderful.
Yes, Mataji.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Hena Mate Dvadasa Vatsara Thaki Gare Nityananda Chali Lena Tita Kari Bhare. Lord Nityananda remained at home like this for 12 years. Thereafter, he left for the holy places. Where is next? తీర్థయాత్రకారీలేన వింశతి వత్సర తాభిశేష ఐలేన చైతన్య గోచార. హీ ట్రావెల్డ్ టు ద హోలీ ప్లేసెస్ ఫర్ ద నెక్స్ట్ 20 ఇయర్స్ అండ్ దెన్ ఫైనలీ హీ జాయిన్డ్ ది అసోసియేషన్ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. యూఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ నిత్యానంద ప్రభు, రైట్? నిత్యానంద తీర్థయాత్ర సూన అది కాండే ఏ ప్రభు రేణిందే దుష్ట ప్రాపిష్ట పాషండే ఏ ప్రభు కరిలే సర్వ జగతుద్ధార్ కరుణ సముద్ర యజ్ఞ బాయి నహి ఆరా యాన్హార కృపాయ జాని చైతన్య రతత్వా ఏ ప్రభుర ద్వారే వ్యక్త చైతన్య మహాత్మ మహత్వా. ప్లీజ్ ఎక్స్క్యూజ్ మీ ఫర్ ద ట్యూన్. ఆల్ రైట్, సో వాట్ ఇస్ హీ సేయింగ్? నిత్యానంద తీర్థయాత్ర సున ఆది కాండే. Please listen to this narration in the Adikanta of the holy places visited by Nityananda, and who only the most degraded sinful atheists would dare criticize, right? That is what is the next line which is talking about. Papishta Pashandi Yei Prabhu Karila. And then he's saying the Lord delivered the entire universe with nothing but the ocean of mercy. Sarva Jagat Udhar. Karuna Samudra. Karuna Samudra. So we all know only by his mercy we can know the truth about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, the glories of Chaitanya are manifested through who? Through Nityananda Prabhu. So we have to pray to Lord Nityananda Prabhu so that we can get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is such a glorious person. Sri Nityananda Prabhu, again our commentary by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he exhibited compassion towards the fallen, ours living entities, and thus delivered the entire world. He not only had compassion towards the fallen, but also the ours living entities, meaning those people who are ours of Krishna. He delivered them also. Look at how merciful he is, isn't it? Being bereft of receiving his mercy, only the wicked, sinful atheists criticized him. In spite of his merciful nature, we see that sinful atheistic people criticized him. Only Nityananda Prabhu has made the truth regarding the Chaitanya known to the world. Sri Chaitanya is known to the world because of who? Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Without his mercy, no one is able to enter into the glories of Sri Chaitanya by independent endeavor. Independent endeavor is definitely not worth the try, because we need the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu to actually know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is what is the intent of this verse. సున శ్రీ చైతన్య ప్రియతమేర కథన ఏ మాతే కరిల తీత మండలి భ్రమణ. ప్లీజ్ లిసన్ టు ద టాపిక్స్ కన్సర్నింగ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్యస్ డియరెస్ట్ అసోసియేట్ విజిటింగ్ ద పిల్గ్రిమేజ్ సైట్స్. అగైన్ ఆర్ కమెంట్రీ బై శ్రీల భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర రిగార్డింగ్ ద హోలీ ప్లేసెస్ మెన్షన్ హియర్ దట్ వర్ సాంక్టిఫైడ్ బై ద టచ్ ఆఫ్ నిత్యానందాస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. One should refer to the various commentaries from Srimad Bhagavatam, which actually also talks about what are some of the holy places that Sri Baladev actually visited. Pratame chalila chalila prabhu tita vakrishwara tabe vaidyanatha vane kele ekeshwara. So the Lord first went to where? Vakreshwara. Then he went alone to Vaidyanatha. So Ekeshwara here means he went alone. Being devoid of others' association, he actually went alone. That is the meaning of this verse and meaning of this word, Ekeshwara specifically. Gaya giya kashi gela shiva raja dhani yani dara vahe ganga uttara vahini. He went to Gaya and then to Lord Shiva's abode, that is Kashi, where the Ganges flows towards north. గంగా దేఖి భాడా సుఖి నిత్యానంద రాయ స్నాన కరే పాన కరే ఆర్తి నహి ఆయా. సీన్ ద గ్యాంజీస్, లార్డ్ నిత్యానంద వాస్ గ్రేట్లీ ప్లీజ్డ్. వాట్ డిడ్ హీ డూ? స్నాన కరే, హీ టుక్ బాత్ అండ్ దెన్ పాన కరే, హీ టుక్ సమ్ వాటర్ అండ్ దెన్ ఆర్తి నహి ఆయా. యట్ హిస్ గ్రీఫ్ వాస్ నాట్ మిటికేటెడ్. వై వాస్ హిస్ గ్రీఫ్ నాట్ మిటికేటెడ్? బికాస్ హీ వాస్ యాక్చువల్లీ in separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is the reason why he was actually in grief. This is the intent of this verse. ప్రయాగి కరీల మగు మసి ప్రత స్నాన తాబి మధుర్య గిల పూర్వ జన్మ స్థాన ప్రయాగి కరీల మగు మసి ప్రత స్నాన తాబి మధురాయ గిల పూర్వ జన్మ స్థాన ఇన్ ద మంత్ ఆఫ్ మాగ్ ద లార్డ్ లుక్డ్ అట్ ద ఎర్లీ మార్నింగ్ బాత్ అట్ ప్రయాగ్ హీ యాక్చువల్లీ టుక్ అన్ ఎర్లీ మార్నింగ్ బాత్ ఇన్ వేర్ ప్రయాగ్ And then where did he go? He went to Mathura, his former birthplace. He was Baladev. And so Baladev, I mean, because of his, he just mentioned that he went to Mathura, his former birthplace, right? And then the last verse for today.
Yamuna Vishrama Ghate Kari Jala Keli Govardhana Parvate Bhulene Kutuhali
The Lord sported in the waters of Yamuna at where Vishram Ghat, and thereafter he went with interest to see Govardhana. So these are all the couple of places the Lord actually went. So if you look at the sequence, we saw that first he went to Varkeshwara, then he went to Gaya. After that, what was the sequence? Does anybody remember?
Kashi.
Yes, he went to Kashi. Then
Prayag,
Mathura. Prayag, Mathura, and then
and Yamuna and Govardhan.
Yeah, Govardhan. Very, very nice, Mahendra Mataji. That was awesome. Brilliant. All right. So let's now pause here for a minute. Once again, stop share. And then now we will see the glories of these places. Before that, we'll just pray so that we get the mercy of our Guru Vargas. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jai Jai, Hare Krishna. So let's get started. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. All right. So we will now start discussing the glories of these places from bottom up. Is that okay? So we have from bottom, what was the last place that the Balram actually went? It was?
Govardhan.
Correct. Govardhan. So let's look into from bottom up we'll go. All right. So it will be 110 on upwards. So let's do that. Hope you're all okay with that sequence. And then we will try to see some of the glories of these places so that we will definitely go and hanker for this at some point in time. Of course, all of you all are fortunate. So you will definitely be getting an opportunity. Specifically during Kartik month, if we go to these dhams, they are very, very potent. So let's all pray and hope that we get to go there to these dhams that Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu have been to. All right. So to explain these glories, I thought the best way was to actually sort of discuss about the glories of these places and see it from the perspective of our eyes of the acharyas. And specifically, we are going to now look at the glories by taking Brigad Bhagavatamrita. So our beloved Acharya, Srila Sanatan Goswami, he actually explains the science. He says that when we come to some holy place, we should actually glorify that place. But glorify the place means we are glorifying it, so hoping to receive mercy of that holy place. Actually, this is what we will all do now. We will glorify these holy places in the hope that they will give mercy to us and respond. And Sanatan Goswami, therefore, if you look at it, Srila Sanatan Goswami, he's writing in his book, Bhagat Bhagavatamrita, in the Mangalacharan, glorifying these holy places. First, he is glorifying them. One by one, he's glorifying Mathura, he's glorifying Vrindavan, he's glorifying Yamuna, and then he's glorifying Govardhan. So today, we are actually going to look at these holy places through the eyes of Srila Sanatan Goswami. Srila Sanatan Goswami ki jai. So this is what we'll be doing. So it's such an interesting viewpoint that we will be seeing from our acharyas. So I would appreciate if all of you can pay close attention to this episode. All right. So first, we'll be looking at Govardhan. Govardhano jayati shalila kuladi rajo yo gopika bir udito haridasya varyaha krishnena sakramak makabhanga kritarchito ya saptahamasya karapadma tale pya vasit All glories to Govardhan. Govardhano Jayati. He is the emperor of lordly mountains. Shaila Kuladhi Raju. The Lord, Lord's dear gopis called him Yo Gopika Bir Udito. That means, what are they calling him? Haridasa Varyaha. He is the best servant of Lord Hari. And Lord Krishna, what did he do? He disrupted the sacrifice of worship of Indra. Krishnena Sakara Makabhanga. For what? What did he actually disrupt the sacrifice for? To worship Govardhana. Yak Krito Archito. Yak Krita Archito. And then the hill resided for a week on Lord's palm. Asya Karapadma Thale. So this is what is the explanation or translation of this verse glorifying Govardhan by Srila Sanatan Goswami. So what does this verse say? All glories to Govardhan. He is Shaila Kuladi Rajo. He is what? He is the emperor of lordly mountains. And the gopis call him what? Haridasa Varyaha. The Lord Krishna, he actually disrupted the sacrifice of Indra to worship who? Yak Kritarchito. And then the hill resided for a week in whose hands? In Lord's palm. Asya Karapadma Padma Thale. So this is what is the glorification of Srila Sanatan Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita of the Govardhan. So let's now go into deeply to understand the meaning of this translation, and then we'll go to Yamuna after this. So let's see, dear devotees. Sanatan Goswami, he's saying, Shaila Kuladi Raju. Shaila means what? Mountain. Kula means family. We all know that. He says that of all the mountains, Govardhan is the most important mountain. There are great mountains, isn't it? We have known great mountains. Himalayas is there, Everest is there, Mount Kailash is there. But Sanatan Goswami, he's saying there is no one higher or no one superior. We have Govardhan. He is the Raja. He is the king among all the mountains. Sanatan Goswami is saying, yeah, what is Himalayas? Himalayas is nothing in front of Govardhan. Govardhan is even able to surpass Mount Meru. So this is how he is glorifying. And now we have to understand, dear devotees, why is this Govardhan the greatest, isn't it? What is the criteria for the greatness? How can you say it's even greater than Himalayas and Mount Meru? We want to understand from that perspective. If you ask this question, our dear Acharya Srila Sanatan Goswami is explaining, you need to understand this very clearly. What is his ability? Why is he great? He is great because of his ability to serve. Here, Sanatan Goswami says, Yo Gopika Birudito. The gopis themselves are glorifying Govardhan. They are saying he is Haridasa Varyaha. What is Haridasa Varyaha? It means he is best of Krishna's servants. And this is the greatness of Govardhan. Once again, a very, very important point, isn't it? The greatness of a man is actually determined by his ability to serve. This is the point that our acharyas are bringing out. He is the best of the servants. And the gopis are actually very, very, very much rejoicing this fact. Look how he is serving. He is serving this way, that way, this way, that way. He is extending him beyond himself. You know what? The gopis are actually now kind of lamenting. Lamenting in the sense they are actually saying, oh, you know what? We are afraid to serve Krishna. We serve Krishna only at night. During the day, what do we do? We actually pretend that we do not serve him. Because during the day, we pretend as if we are serving our husbands. We pretend as if to take care of our kids. We pretend as if to take care of the calves. This is what we are doing. If you look at gopis, gopis actually have their eyes crossed. They stealthily look at Krishna, isn't it? They look at him with the tip of their eyes because they are afraid to openly confess their feelings. And here, Srimati Radharani, she is pointing out a very important point. She's saying, Govardhan, hey Govardhan, look at you. You're not at all shy about serving Krishna. You're serving Krishna with all your might, you're serving. And he is Haridasa Varyaha. The gopis themselves are glorifying Krishna. They are actually giving a contrast to how they are actually serving Krishna versus how Govardhan is serving Krishna with all his might. This is the greatness of service of Govardhan. That is what the gopis are actually saying. On the contrast, This is what is the reality when it comes to the spiritual world, how gopis are actually rejoicing about the greatness of Govardhan. Can you see the contrast with regards to the spiritual world and the material world? Here, usually in this world, people also want to become great, isn't it? Everybody, we all want to be great. Everybody wants to be great. But ordinary people think, how to become great? How can I become great? What are the standard ways of gaining greatness in this world? We actually humiliate others. That is the way we can become great in this material world. If you look at it from a material perspective, the most important way to actually become great is to gain power. Greatness in this world means power, position. People seek power, isn't it? This is one of the strongest human impulses people have. And I want power. I want to be great, greatness. But as a result, what happens because of this? People commit various aparadhas, various offenses. And in turn, what do they get? They get cursed. So here, there is a very, very big contrast that we can see as to what the reality in material world is and what the reality in spiritual world is. The greatness actually lies in what? Serving. And this is true greatness. This is what the gopis actually call it as true greatness. And here, Sanatan Goswami Pad, he's actually bringing the best point to say, Haridasa Varyaha. He is the best of the servants of Krishna because he serves. And he quotes a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, where Srimati Radharani glorifies Govardhan. So it is 10.21.18. So what does this say? Of all the devotees, this Govardhan hill is the best. Oh friends, for Krishna and Balaram, along with their cows and cowherd friends, this hill supplies all the necessities. What all it supplies? It supplies caves, it supplies fruits, it supplies vegetables, it supplies water for drinking. It also has a very, very soft grass. In this way, this Govardhan hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna, Govardhan hill appears very, very jubilant, very, very ecstatic. So now let's try to understand this verse and understand the deeper perspective. Srimati Radharani, she's saying, look at him. Not only he serves Krishna, he rejoices. Of course, he rejoices when he serves Krishna. When Krishna and Balaram step on him, what does Govardhan feel like? The Govardhan actually feels ecstatic. He is called Govardhan. What does Vardhan mean? Vardhan means to expand. Now, Govardhan has a very, very important property. What is the property? It has the ability to expand and ability to contract. When does it expand? When does it contract? This is something we need to understand, dear devotees. When Krishna steps on him, he actually swells up. But not from pride, but from the desire to serve. He gets bigger and bigger and bigger. When Krishna leaves, what happens to him? He gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So we can understand his moods by this contraction and expansion, which is what our acharyas explain. So I thought this was a brilliant exposition to, I mean, I thought it was brilliant to know this from Acharya's perspective. So when we go to Govardhan, we will see it very small. Why it is small? Because, again, we have to think about it from the point of our Acharyas. What do they say? Every day, he thinks Krishna is gone, Krishna is gone. But when Krishna steps on him, he becomes huge. Srimati Radharani says, as soon as the feet of Krishna and Balaram actually touch upon him, he becomes happy. He becomes ecstatic. He shows all the symptoms of his feelings of ecstasy. This is the glory of Govardhan Hill. So I just thought of bringing this perspective to all of you from Brihat Bhagavatamrita's perspective. Of course, there is definitely a lot more to talk about Govardhan. Because of our want of time, I would just go on to the others and see if we have more time, then we can come back to Govardhan again. But this is just a small intro to our class. We are starting with Govardhan. And now let's go on to our virtual parikrama of understanding the glories of Yamuna. So let's do that, dear devotees. With all of you, let's understand what Srila Sanatan Goswami is, how is he glorifying in the Mangalacharan of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Again, this is 1.1.6, glorifying Yamuna.
Cheti tarani putri dharma rajasvasaya kalayati maduraya sakyamatyeti gangam murahara daita tatpada padma prasutam vahati chamakarantam nirapura chalena.
All glories to Sri Yamuna. And who is she? She is the daughter of sun god Cheti tarani putri, and she is the sister of who? Yamaraj.
Dharmaraja Swasaya.
She is the beloved of Lord Krishna. She is the killer of Mura. She is the beloved of Krishna, the killer of Mura. It's now talking about Krishna. Mura Hari Daita. She has made friends with whom? Mathura.
Kalayati Maturaya Sakyam.
She has made that friendship with who? Mathura. And she has exceeded the greatness of who? Ganga Devi. Atyeti Gangam. Gangam. On the pretext of being a river, she carries the nectar of flowing from Lord Krishna's lotus feet. This is what is her glory.
Jayati Tarani Putri Dharmaraja Swasaya Kalayati Maturaya Sakyamatyeti Gangam Murahara Daita Tatpada Padma Prasutam Vahati Chamakarantam Nirapura Chalena.
So now we will understand from the translation, understand the purport of Sri Rashanathan Goswami, so we can relish and enjoy the glories of Yamuna Devi. So now, coming to Yamuna, she's a very, very special, special river, right? Now we will talk about her fame. Of course, this class is meant for glorification of all these holy places. So now let's talk about her fame. Krishna was born there on the other side of Yamuna. He didn't immediately come to Vrindavana, isn't it? He came to Mathura. Mathura is on the other side. And Vasudev, what did he do? He had to cross Yamuna to come to Vrindavan. So when Krishna was born, we all could imagine he was with his four arms. He had his conch, he has his lotus, he has the chakra and the club. And then the parents, as soon as they saw him, what did they do? Devaki and Vasudev, they saw Krishna with four hands. And they started to pray. Right? Krishna looked at them and thought, oh my God, was I born for this? Am I born to be prayed to? And so he immediately said, take me to Vrindavan, where no one will pray to me, right? This is the place where no one prays to Krishna. If you go to Vrindavan, everybody has this relationship with Krishna, because of which the awe and reverence is completely forgotten. And when Vasudev carried Krishna across Yamuna, this is a very, very important symbolic act, isn't it? What happens now? This is a very crucial point, dear devotees, you have to pay attention to. The particles of the splendor that remained on Krishna's lotus feet were washed away by the waters of Ganga. Can you imagine this? The last particles of splendor that actually remained in Krishna's lotus-like feet were washed by the waters of Ganga. Vasudev then unloaded Krishna there and on the other side of Yamuna. And here Krishna felt relieved. He became an ordinary child. And Sanatan Goswami Pad is glorifying Yamuna here. He's saying, who is Yamuna? She's the daughter of sun god. The Puranas tell how Yamuna was born. One day, now we have to understand this Puranic story so as to get the perspective of how Sri Yamuna was born. So kindly pay attention, dear devotees. So one day, the sun god, in all his splendor and all his greatness, went to his wife. Now we can understand the wife in general did not expect this from her husband, because of which she closed the eyes in horror. She said, who are you? From fear, actually. And Surya became very angry with her. Surya, because of his anger, he said, you are afraid of me? Your son will actually terrify everyone. This is what is the curse I'm giving you. When the wife heard this, imagine if a husband actually comes to his wife and says, your son will be born and he'll be born to terrify this whole world. What will be the expression of the wife? Obviously, you can understand that reaction, isn't it? The wife began to beg to her husband, please forgive me. Please forgive me for making a mistake. I'm sorry. Surya then had mercy upon her and he said, okay, no problem. I understand. You probably were fearful for some reason, and I forgive you. Yes, now I'm going to say something. Please listen carefully. Like that he's saying, your son will actually judge everyone for his sins, except those who actually bathe in the waters of your daughter. Who's the daughter of sun god? It is Yamuna. Except for those who actually bathe in the waters of your daughter, he will actually judge everyone for their sins and give them appropriate punishment. And as a result of this union between Surya and his wife, who was born? It was Yamaraj. Yamaraj is one who rules this world, isn't it? One who judges others for their sins, and he brings justice. This is the function of Yamaraj. And your daughter is Yamuna Devi, and she is going to be the one who actually forgives all the sins of different people. So here, Sanatan Goswami, Father, is bringing up and glorifying Yamuna to say, Yamuna actually bears on one hand the qualities of her father, sun god. By what is the quality that she's exhibiting of her father? She's actually illuminating this entire world. She enlightens this world. And again, obviously, we need to see a contrast here, isn't it? What darkens our heart? Our heart, what makes our heart or consciousness dark? It is the sins. So the sins is what is actually making our heart hard, and it's also making our consciousness dark. A person, he wants to simply enjoy egoistically. To enjoy himself, he's committing a lot of sins, isn't it? But Yamuna came into this world for what? To wash away all the sins. In order to wash away all the sins of different people, to purify people in this world, to purify this world and enlighten this world, Yamuna Devi has come into this world. And Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad saying that apart from this, she's not only taking away the sins of people and enlightening this world, she's also the sister of Dharmaraj. Dharmarajaswashaya. She's the sister, which means she is also, obviously, if you look at her brother, he stands for Dharma. And now, if you look at the sister, she also must stand for Dharma, isn't it? The brother actually stands for Dharma with regards to justice. With regards to her, she establishes the highest Dharma of this world. What is the Dharma? That Dharma is Prema Dharma. This is what he has come for. And he says, what does he say? Kalayati Maturaya Sakya Matyeti Gangam. She flows around Mathura. On the three sides of Vrindavan, she flows around Mathura and becomes who? She becomes the friend of Mathura. And therefore, Yamuna transcends Ganges also. And Sanatan Goswami is explaining in this world, see, how can you be friends? Who can be friends? Only the equals can be friends, na? I can't be friends with someone who is higher than me in position. If he's an advanced devotee, how can I be friends with him? I have to give respect to him, so friendship is not possible. So friendship is possible when we are equal. Sanatan Goswami is saying here that Mathura can fulfill the desires of any person, isn't it? It can fulfill this material desire. It can fulfill this spiritual desires of person. It can give liberation. It can give bhakti. And Yamuna, being the friend of Mathura, it can also do everything that Mathura has to do. Because why? They are friends. This is why they can do. Because of the friendship that Yamuna has with Mathura, Mathura can do everything that Yamuna can do everything that Mathura is doing. What all Mathura can do? It can fulfill material desires, spiritual desires. It can give liberation if a person asks for liberation. It can give bhakti, the highest. And Yamuna also has the same ability because of her friendship with Mathura. This is what our acharyas explain. She has the same ability, and because of this ability of friendship, she is able to do what Mathura is capable of doing. So I thought that was interesting. And then we also see she's endowed. I mean, obviously, there's this point that is coming up. Murahara Daita. She's very dear to Krishna. She's carrying what? She's carrying the nectar from his lotus feet under the pretense of carrying water. That's not water. It is Charanamrita of Krishna, isn't it? This is the glory of Yamuna. And now, I have another, just a very short story. And Puranas talk about how spiritual Yamuna happened in the spiritual world. So I thought, so now that we've seen the material world, how Yamuna originated, and now we will see about the contrast as to what our Puranas talk about, how did actually the spiritual Yamuna come into being. So we all understood Yamuna in the material world came from Surya, the sun god, through his wife. But the original source, Yamuna in the spiritual world, how did this happen? There is a story here which the Puranas talk about. And it's said that once Narada Muni came to Goloka Vrindavana. And he got there and then he saw Krishna there. And Narada Muni, upon seeing Krishna, he began to play his veena and started singing. And we all know when Narada sings, what happens to him? He forgets himself. He forgets whether he's being heard or not. That is the extent to which he gets absorbed. He's completely immersed in the singing, and Krishna was listening to him, and Krishna's heart actually melted upon seeing Narada Muni's singing. So Narada Muni closed his eyes. He sang, while Krishna's heart melted away. When Narada Muni opened his eyes, Krishna was gone. A puddle remained from Krishna. Krishna actually turned into this puddle. And this pool is said to be the molten heart of Lord Krishna. And this is the original spiritual source of Yamuna. Hope you all got this point here, devotees. So this is the glorification of Yamuna Devi. Now, let's go and glorify Mathura. And here, because of the lack of time, we will just get into the translation. And then we will talk about some important salient features. Again, because we have many other things to cover. Okay. So let's get started with our glorification of Mathura. All glories to Goddess Mathura Devi, the best of holy cities. Again, this is from Brihad Bhagavatamrita 1.1.4. She enchants the mind. She is the most dear to the enemy of Kamsa. An enemy of Kamsa is Krishna. And she is adorned with the Lord's birthplace. The city of Mathura is acclaimed throughout the world for dispelling mercy, for dispelling misery, and bestowing liberation and devotion. Not to mention the various pastimes of the Lord has been played here. Okay, so now Mathura is the best. Why Mathura is the best? Srila Sanatana Goswami is saying Manoram. Manoram means she actually gives joy to the people's mind. We need to understand, right? How does our mind actually rejoice? What pleases our mind usually? When we are asked this question, how does our mind get pleased? Does anybody have an answer? Let me just make it interactive for a minute here. How does our mind get pleased?
By sense gratification.
Oh, by sense gratification. Great, great. Very attentive, dear.
Maybe I would have said it depends upon the our consciousness, how the mind gets pleased, right? Like, yeah. If we have material consciousness, then it's by sense gratification. If it's, you know, spiritual consciousness, then it's by Krishna's pleasure, you know, devotional service.
Devotional service. Wonderful. Yes. So the mind actually rejoices when our desires are basically fulfilled, isn't it? So when we have a desire, and if that desire is fulfilled, then the mind starts to dance. Yes, Manorama happens then. So Sanatana Goswami is glorifying this place when he's saying, when you go to Yamuna, what happens is it pleases your mind. It fulfills all your desires, no matter what desires you have. I mean, not Yamuna, I'm sorry, Mathura. We are talking about Mathura here and glorification of the Dham. I'm so sorry, dear devotees. Really forgive me. But Sanatana Goswami is glorifying this place. He's saying by pleasing the mind, what happens is going to this place of Mathura, all your desires are fulfilled, because of which your mind is pleased. No matter what desires you have, we've come here and this place, this Dham actually fulfills any kind of desire the person has. As Sudevi actually said something, and we have Mother Gail also saying about sense gratification and devotion pleasure. So any kind of pleasure you're looking for, this place is the one which will satisfy anything. Material desires, spiritual desires, moksha, and the highest of all, bhakti. This place gives you, right? So that is the glorification that Srila Sanatana Goswami is bringing about, talking about Mathura. Unlike all other places, this is the best of all holy places. Because in other holy places, a person can get maximum of moksha or mukti, isn't it? Okay, if you go to that place, you will get mukti. That is the maximum a place can give. But here, you can get bhakti. And bhakti is higher than mukti. Mukti is actually included in bhakti. Isn't it? He will tell that here in Mathura, Mukti comes and says to Mathura Devi, Mathura, Mukti is coming and saying, I liberate everyone, but who will liberate me? She's coming and asking. And she comes and kneels before Mathura Devi and she says, please release me. And Mathura says, yes, yes, I will give you bhakti. So Sanatana Goswami Pad is bringing out a beautiful point to say, bhakti includes everything. If a person has bhakti, he doesn't need anything else. This is the point, dear devotees. Someone noticed that even when we have a drop of bhakti, everything else becomes so boring. Everything else becomes unnecessary. Isn't it? A drop of bhakti can give so much pleasure that all these other sense gratification and everything becomes boring. No. Are we watching TV? Are we up to date with what is going on with sports? Are we up to date with what's going on in the other industries? Because we have so much going on in bhakti that everything else becomes boring, uninteresting, unnecessary. Isn't it? And this place, Mathura, Manorama, it's a place where all your desires are fulfilled. Then he actually gives a proof from Skanda Puran to support this. Sanatana Goswami quotes from Skanda Puran how Mathura gives moksha. He says Mathura gives moksha in four different ways. So let's talk about that. And then maybe conclude about Mathura and then go to the next holy dham. Okay, so let's talk about Srila Sanatana Goswami's glorification of Yamuna Devi, of Mathura Devi, how she's giving moksha. How can she give moksha? She's giving moksha in four different ways according to Skanda Puran. So if a person is born here, then in Mathura, then he's guaranteed moksha. If a person actually receives initiation here, then he's guaranteed moksha. The next time you receive initiation from someone, obviously we can definitely plan it in such a way we take it from Mathura or any of the dhams. And the person, if he dies here, he gets moksha. He gets liberation. So again, another important point to note down here is that the Skanda Puran also says, even if he died in another place, but if his body was brought here and burnt here, then also he receives liberation. So these are the four ways in which Mathura actually gives liberation. So this is the greatness of Mathura. Again, the point here that we need to understand is Mathura gives bhakti, which is the highest of all, and moksha is included in bhakti. Mukti is included in bhakti. So if we have bhakti, we have everything else. So we really have to feel fortunate, dear devotees, for having this bhakti, right? I mean, bhakti is something that is received through the mercy of our acharyas, mercy of the guru parampara. So we really have to obviously feel fortunate, because there are so many people in this world and so many people are of different categories. Some believe, some don't believe, and those in the process of the bhakti movement is very, very rare. And we definitely have to be thankful to our acharyas for giving us this mercy and blessing. To be in this movement itself is a blessing, leave alone other things. Obviously, we have so many other things that come as a package. The books of the acharyas, the learnings from them, so many other things come as a package. Being in this movement itself, we have to feel fortunate and be grateful too. So we have to definitely thank our acharyas and our guru vargas for this mercy, because the mercy actually descends down. Nothing is possible with our endeavor. This is something we need to understand. All right. So we've seen Mathura. We have seen Yamuna, we have seen Govardhan, isn't it? Now, going up. So let's talk about this interesting Prayag, right? Prayag, we can talk about Prayag, and then we can talk about Ganga, a little bit about Ganga. Okay, so let's start with Prayag. I have a beautiful story with regards to Prayag and the contrast as well. So let's try to understand that. Again, Prayag, the Vedic scriptures, it is said that the energies of the place, the holy dham, manifest themselves at different times, isn't it? The energy at its peak. So in Triveni, in Allahabad, the time when the energy is at the maximum is the month of Magh. That is what was mentioned in the translation of that we saw. Between January and February is the month of Magh, which is what during that time Kumbh Mela happens. And that is the Mahara Sankranti period, where people actually dive into the cold waters in the morning. And Srila Prabhupada also did this once. And through this, it is believed that few drops of the nectar actually fell into this place, because the person who dips into this water, he actually feels immortal. This is the belief. And he will immediately feel his immortality at that very moment. There are also other places in Ujjain. This is manifested as well. And Haridwar also has its own Kumbh Mela. And thousands of people and millions of people, in fact, converge at this point in time during Kumbh Mela, during the month of Magh, between January and February. This is the understanding, dear devotees. And here, I was thinking about a Shastric reference. So now I thought, let me just talk. Again, we are talking about the glories of these places. So we definitely have to have that connection, because we have to remember the place for such and such reason. Now, Govardhan has its remembrance because Srila Sanatan Goswami has glorified Govardhan, how he is Haridasa Variyaha. Even gopis themselves glorified Govardhan. And then we saw Yamuna, how she was glorified. And she is the sister of Yamaraj, and she is the goddess, she's the daughter of Sun God. And what are the qualities she's known for? What can she bestow? Because being the associate of Mathura, she can give whatever Mathura gives as well. And then we saw how Mathura gives, how Mathura is able to fulfill all the desires of all the people, because of which our mind gets fulfilled and rejoiced. So now we are going to talk about Prayag. So definitely try to remember these points, because when we go to these dhams, we have to understand the glories to be able to relate to it, isn't it? So this is why we need to understand the glories. Because without the glories, when we look at the dhams with our mundane vision, we will just look at the dirt. That is something we can avoid. We have to see the dham through the ears of the acharyas. This is my strong belief, and I would like to appreciate all of you if you could do the same thing as well. So now, talking about Prayag. Yes. So we'll talk about the story of Narayana Bhatta Goswami. So Narayana Bhatta Goswami, he was actually born in a Brahmin family in South India. So later, he actually came to Vraja and took initiation from Krishnadas Brahmachari, a disciple of Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami. And Narayana Bhatta Goswami is a contemporary of the six Goswamis. He was specifically born in this place called Madurai in South India. This is a place where the incarnation goddess Parvati is being worshipped here. Madurai Meenakshi Temple is one of the big temples in Madurai. And he grew up very intelligent. He was born in a Brahmin family. He was raised with good education. One day he actually went to River Godavari in the south, and he was 14 years old then. He began to bathe, and while he was taking bath, suddenly he saw the darshan of Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna actually appeared before him. He couldn't believe in his eyes. Radha and Krishna said, "You are our devotee. You're actually Narada Muni." And Narayana Bhatta Goswami at that moment remembered, okay, I'm Narada Muni, and this is what Radha and Krishna came and told me, and they also told me that you have come into this world for a specific mission. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has just left his world. So what you must do, you must go to Vrindavan, and there you will find the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So Narayana Bhatta Goswami then questioned himself, how can I find the pastimes of Lord Krishna there in Vrindavan? How can I discover places there to fulfill the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? At that moment, Krishna actually offered him the deity called Gopal. And he said, "You won't find anything yourself, Narayana Bhatta Goswami. You can find everything through the mercy of Gopal. Gopal will tell you everything." Narayana Bhatta Goswami, he actually held Gopal close to him, and as he emerged from the water, and at that moment Krishna actually disappeared, but Gopal was the proof. I mean, Gopal was given to him by Lord Krishna. So he, without actually returning home, he was just a 14-year-old boy. He didn't go home. He went on a journey. He was told to go to Vrindavan. So he followed the instructions and actually went to Vrindavan. He didn't even go home. He took Gopal with him. And because he took Gopal with him, it was such a long journey. He walked from South India to Vrindavan, to that place, Vrindavan, for 2 years. Normally, the journey takes maybe a month or so. That's what is being said, because obviously people had to walk those days. There was no means of transportation. So Narayana Bhatta Goswami also happened to do that. Why did he walk for so long? So the reason is that because Gopal was in his arms and he turned out to be a very peculiar person. They would go to some place and Gopal will say, "Let's stay here. Let's play a little. Just let's have fun. I like it here. So it's so good. Let's try to enjoy this place." And Gopal, this is what Gopal would do. Gopal called him somewhere. Then he would follow him. They would spend a week in one place, month in another place. And then they would go somewhere else. They would spend 3 months in that place. And this is what Gopal will keep doing. "Let's play. Let's have fun. Let's enjoy. Let's have this. Let's do that," like that. "And then let's stay here." No, Narayana Bhatta Goswami will say, "I need to go to Vrindavan. I have a mission to be fulfilled. What is this, Gopal?" Like that. And for 2 years, they walk. And then Gopal, he would sit on Narayana Bhatta Goswami's lap. He would talk to him. Narayana Bhatta Goswami would feed him. So like that, there were so many nice exchanges that was happening between Gopal and Narayana Bhatta Goswami. And when someone came, what will Gopal do? Gopal will immediately turn into a murti and nobody else will be able to see him. In this way, they felt so close with each other's association. Eventually, obviously, Narayana Bhatta Goswami came to Vrindavan and there he found Rupa and Sanatan. So he actually bowed down to them and he asked them, "What should I do now?" Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, seeing this young man who appeared before them, actually he was only 14, isn't it? 2 years passed, then he would have probably been 16. So they understood, okay, this young man, he's come on a mission. And they said, "You must actually find those places that we have not discovered, we have not found in the Vrindavan area." So he assisted Roop and Sanatan in unearthing all the lost deities, in revealing all the Leela places of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. This was what Narayana Bhatta Goswami happened to do. Narayana Bhatta Goswami happened to travel throughout Vraja all his life. And he accurately, what did he do? Outline all the boundaries of the whole Vraja. This was his duty. And he found large number, hundreds and thousands of holy places, established these, established a lot of tithas there. And it is mentioned that Akbar's treasurer himself helped him. He became his disciple. And now we are going to get into the main part of the story. Okay, let's try to understand this. At one time, what happened was, going back, this is a story from Radhika, Srimati Radhika's pastimes. And then we will try to relate it to this pastime. So at one time, the Sakis with Srimati Radharani said, "Radhika, they say that every pious Hindu should bathe himself in the waters of Triveni, where Yamuna, Ganges and Saraswati merge together." So the Sakhi said to Radharani, "Let's go and bathe in Triveni." And Krishna said, "Why do you have to go to Triveni? Now I will invite Triveni here in Vrindavan." And Krishna actually dug a well with his flute and called all the three rivers there. Just he played the flute and then all the three rivers came here. As soon as he thought all the three, of course, all he has to do is just desire, isn't it? And then the three rivers came and then the Sakhis bathed and fulfilled their wish. Similarly, a story happened with Narayana Bhatta Goswami as well. Narayana Bhatta Goswami settled here and he saw that there were people who actually went from his village. He was staying in Unchangal. That is where he was staying. And he asked those pilgrimage people, "Where are you all going?" They said, we are all going to go to Triveni. This is the season. This is Kumbh Mela. Now comes the season of Kumbh Mela. We are going there. We should definitely go and bath in Triveni. And he says, why go so far? Narayanapatta Goswami was wondering, why are you going? Triveni is right here. My Gopal is telling me Triveni is here in Vrindavan. At that time, there was no well. No well means there is no source, isn't it? Source for the water to come. As soon as they heard the statement, large crowd gathered immediately. You mean to say, Triveni is right here? This is what you're saying? In India, if something happens, immediately a crowd gathers, isn't it? A huge number of people will gather to say, what are they going to say? How are they going to prove this fact that Triveni is here? So now, at one point, a Brahmana, he came out of the crowd and he began to say, how can you prove there is Triveni here? What are you talking about? What is the stupidity? Triveni, everybody knows, is in Allahabad. To get there, you need to walk. You need to go many, many kilometers. How can you prove Triveni is right here? Can you please answer me? Narayanapatta is saying, this is Vrindavan. Everything is there in Vrindavan. All the holy places are there in Vrindavan. The Tirthraj comes here to worship Krishna. Therefore, he will come here in the form of this well as well. Here, he will be there. This is what my Gopal says. Gopal says, Triveni is here. The Brahmin began to argue with him. He began to quote one after another. And he proved the point that Tirthraj or Triveni is the holiest place in the universe. And for several hours, he actually happened to recite one Purana story after another. He quoted many, many quotations glorifying that the best place in this universe is Triveni. And Narayanapatta, after that, he smiled and he looked at him and he said, see now, listen to me. I will glorify Vrindavan. And then he started to glorify Vrindavan. And twice long he was quoting from all, just whatever he quoted, twice he quoted from all the scriptures to and make him understand that Vrindavan is the most sacred place. And finally the Brahmana said, yeah, I understand. I'm defeated. I'm so sorry. You're right. I just wanted to hear from you the glories of Vrindavan. And that is why I had to argue with you. I'm sorry. The point here is that, dear devotees, it is said that even the dust around this place has the same purifying power as the water from it. Anyone who bathes in the dust will receive the same boon. This is the glory of our Vrindavan. That dust has the same potency. Okay, so we have to bathe in the dust of Vrindavan so that we can get the benefit of going to Triveni as well. Which is the point Narayanapatta Goswami was trying to prove. And now let's make our journey to the next place, which is Ganga. I'm not going to talk much now. From now on, it'll be just a few lines here and there. So that obviously the most important places have been glorified. And we will talk about, of course, Ganga. Ganga is another important place. So we've seen Ganga Puja ceremony, isn't it? It symbolizes that when, during that time, people actually worship Ganga as God herself, God himself. They do a puja and they do a rite of worship. So now the point here, what I want to say is that we have to treat Ganga non-different than the Lord. We have to worship. We have to bathe in every opportunity when we go to Ganges, because Ganges cleanses us. But at the same time, we have to show respect to her. This is the point, dear devotees. Respect is important because they are not different than the Lord. So obviously, it's the Charanamrit of the Lord. And there is a story in Srimad Bhagavatam which actually talks about the descent of the Ganges. If somebody wants to refer to Srimad Bhagavatam, then you can definitely go there and understand how and the origin of the Ganges from Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the point about Ganges. And then moving on, Kasi. So Kasi, Varanasi, when you say Varanasi, Banaras, Kasi, all mean the same. They're all the southeastern Uttar Pradesh state. And when you say Varanasi, it is the most ancient city for learning. Lot of hundreds of people who are enlightened beings lived there at that time. And every street had an enlightened being to meet also. Now, if you look at this place, there are 2,000 temples in Varanasi. And specifically, when we talk about Varanasi, we have to start remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, isn't it? We all know the story. It's a very short story. Maharashtrian Brahmin who lived in Banaras was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was very happy to hear the glories of the Lord, and it was through his arrangement that all the sannyasis of Varanasi became the devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What did he do? He actually would invite all the sannyasis to his house to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this incident, if you want more details about the story, then you can refer to the 7th chapter of Adilila. So from that day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very, very famous in the city of Varanasi, and a lot of important followers were there for him as well. And one of the important disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great sannyasi, Prakashananda Saraswati. And one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually went to take bath at this place. And afterwards, all the devotees began chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in front of the temple of Bindu Madhava. So at that time, Prakashananda Saraswati and all his devotees actually approached Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prakashananda Saraswati immediately fell down to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he started to very much regret about his past behavior towards the Lord. And then he asked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about devotional service in terms of Vedanta Sutra. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out that Srimad Bhagavatam is the proper commentary to Vedanta Sutra. And then he explained the Chatusloki Bhagavatam, that is 2.9.33 to 36, four slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the greatest essence of this, which is the essence of all great scriptures. And from that day onwards, all the sannyasis of Varanasi, they actually became great devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the glory of this place. So I just wanted to bring out the glory of Kashi in relation to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then the place that is talked about is Gaya. So if you look at Gaya, again from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, Adikanta chapter 17 talks about Gauranga Mahaprabhu's initiation from Ishwarapuri, and he also performing Shraddha at Gaya. So this is the glory. I'm not going into the detail, as we have seen, right? I mean, how he actually got initiation from Ishwarapuri and how he performed the Shraddha ceremony at Gaya is something that we can refer to Adikanta chapter 17. And then finally, the place, the holy place that was quoted was Vaidyanatha, because that is where the Lord went. So Vaidyanath temple is an important pilgrimage spot in Bihar. So this is what is the information I could find. Actually, this Vaidyanath temple is one of the 12 Jyotirlingas in India, an important pilgrim center for all Hindus. This temple is dedicated to Lord Shiva and visited by a number of pilgrims every year. So this is some information that I could find about this place, Vaidyanath. All right. So I think we have completed the narration of all these holy dams. And I feel so grateful because I definitely enjoyed relished the glories of all these places and the importance and looking at it from the viewpoint of our acharyas. So it was definitely a very, very pleasurable, a pleasurable journey, I would say. Thank you, dear devotees. Srila Sanatan Goswami ki jai, Srila Bhagavat Bhagavatamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. And thank you, dear devotees, for patiently listening to me. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Radhika Mataji. Very well, Mataji. Thank you so much. It was such a wonderful class. I really like the way you decided to cover these topics from the Mangalacharan prayers of Vrat Bhagavatamrita as offered by Srila Sanatan Goswami. The glories of Govardhan, the glories of Yamuna, how you analyzed it was very, very beautiful from the commentaries. And also, it was nice to hear about Narayana Bhatta Goswami and the glories of Kashi and Prayag as well. Very, very nicely covered, Mataji. So much interesting information and very wonderful coverage on the commentaries of Srila Sanatan Goswami. Very grateful to you for putting this together and presenting it so beautifully. Thank you so much. We are very honored, Mataji, to have you on the call. And also, it's our fortune to be listening to this class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. When it comes to Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we always think about you. I mean, the episodes, how you took us along the journey of Gopakumar, is something that is unforgettable. So thank you, Mataji. Definitely, we always think about you only when it comes to Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And thank you for this opportunity. Definitely, without you, I'm not here. And thank you, Vinita Gangadika Mataji, as well. Without Bhakti Sangha, I'm nowhere. But thank you so much for this opportunity. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Radhika Kasturi Mataji, Dhanavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Mataji, for a very beautiful, beautiful class. Very nicely explained all the pastime. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. You are so enthusiastic when you are explaining. Your expressions make us joy and feel that we are in the pastime, Mataji. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
हरे कृष्ण राधिका गोपी कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम शिला प्रभुपाद शिला गुरुदेव की जय श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ की जय 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 नित्यानंद जय जय गौरांगा माता जी वी आर नॉट क्वालिफाइड टू एंटर इन अ धाम पर जब प्योर वैष्णव कृष्ण कथा करते हैं माता जी यू टेक अस इन अ धाम स्पेशली इन श्रीमती श्री श्री यमुना महारानी फ्रॉम चाइल्डहुड हियरिंग लॉट्स ऑफ पास्ट टाइम फ्रॉम माई माँ पापा एंड नाना नानी अबाउट श्रीमती श्री 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 यमुना महारानी इज नॉट डिफरेंट देन लॉर्ड श्रीमती श्री श्री गंगा मैया एंड सी इज अ पटरानी ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा एंड सेक्रीफाइस ऑफ श्रीमती श्री श्री यमुना महारानी जब 16,000 जो पटरानी थी लॉर्ड कृष्णा की तो जब वो बैक टू गॉडेड जा रहे थे तभी श्रीमती श्री श्री यमुना महारानी पीच देम एंड यू एक्सप्लेन अबाउट द श्री वृंदावन धाम श्री श्री श्याम कुंड श्री श्री राधा कुंड एंड एक्सप्लेन अबाउट श्री श्री गिरी गोवर्धन हियर फ्रॉम HH जयपतका महाराज प्लीज फॉरगिव मी HH बीबी गोविंद महाराज दैट व्हेन वी आर डूइंग श्री श्री गोवर्धन परिक्रमा we should be very alert whatever benediction we are jo bhi hamari desire hoti hai so that is fulfilled so always our desire to lotus feet of shrimati shishi yamuna maharani and bhakti devi shrimati shishi tulsi maharani and our panch tatva and shishi nityananda and gauranga give us a bhakti bhakti and bhakti you take us in a shidam mathura dham and the potency of shrimati shishi shishi mathura dham and you take us all the dhams that prayag shishi prayagraj so that mataji we don't want to go anywhere lord krishna is given all the mercy in Shidam Vrindavan Dham, Shishi Prayagraj, Shishi Char Dham, Shishi Ganga Maya, Shishi Yamuna Maharani, everything is there. You explain about Vrijavasi's mercy and Shishi Nityananda and Shishi Gauranga's mercy, Mataji. You totally involve in the Leelas. Koti Koti Danvat Panam Mataji, after long time get your association. You are such a strong Vaishnavi, Mataji. You are the also you and Vrinda's mother, Vinita Gandhari, the four main pillar is Aji Lalitangi, Aji Priti Vilasini, Aji Kirtidas Sundari, and Aji, I forgot the name, Sukheshwari Mataji, and the side two pillar are Aji Radhika Mataji and Aji Vrinda's Vinita Gandhari Mataji. माता जी आप बहुत कम आते हो पर बहुत पोटेंसी आपकी कथा में, ऐसे लगता था कि जैसे जयपता का महाराज की वाणी सुन रहे, राधानाथ महाराज की वाणी सुन रहे, दैट मच पोटेंसी इन योर क्लास माता जी, सिटिंग इन अ होम कुकिंग फॉर भोगा फॉर श्री गोपीनाथ एंड हियरिंग कृष्ण कथा माता जी, टीयर्स आर नॉट स्टॉप टू एंटर इन श्री धाम वृंदावन धाम, कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम बेटा फॉर योर सिंसर सेवा, श्रील प्रभुपाद श्री गुरुदेव जय गोपीनाथ की जय, श्री धाम वृंदावन धाम की जय, श्रीमती श्री श्री
हरे कृष्णा माता जी, यू ऑलवेज मेक माई डे, माई लॉट्स ऑफ हग्स टू यू, थैंक यू सो मच. आई हैव नॉट पर्सनली सीन यू बट आई ऑलवेज फील द प्रेजेंस ऑफ माई मॉम थ्रू यूर वर्ड्स माता जी. हरे कृष्णा, आई फील सो फॉर्चुनेट एंड लकी टू हैव सच अ वंडरफुल एसोसिएशन. हरि हरि गौरंगा, कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम टू यू माता जी. हरि हरि,
हरे कृष्ण माताजी, दंडवत प्रणाम ऑल योर श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग, सच ए वंडरफुल क्लास एंड सच ए what way you just narrated the all glories of all holy places. It was really, you just took me, especially everyone, but especially I am talking about me, you took me in the Vrindavan Dham and Gaya and everywhere. So it was really nice, and you talk about all, you talk about all glories of everything, all places. So we are such grateful to you. I am so grateful to you. Mataji, and whatever Vrinda Gopika Mataji just told about you, I agree with her. It's very nice. And if anybody have no question or nothing, so thank you very much, Mataji, for your very enlightening class today. And we are very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again in future. So eagerly. श्री चैतन्य भागवत की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, हर ग्रेट राधिका
राधिका गौड़ की जय,
ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद.
हरे कृष्ण, कोटि कोटि धन्यवाद प्रणाम, हरे कृष्ण,
हरे कृष्ण माताजी,
होप यू आर, थैंक यू.
Thank you for the sweet class.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you everyone for joining. We'll close the call for today. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.